Live from the Jukebox Junction Cafe here in Bethel, North Carolina, it's the Brett Chappell Show, along with head football coach Brett Chappell. This is Chad Upton. Last night, Pisgah getting on the road for the first time in the 2018 season, helped Inca break in their brand-new surface at their stadium that they just had finished this week in terms of replacement of that field turf. And Pisgah went over there again and took care of Inca, extending the success that we were able to enjoy from last week, Coach. And your team sits at 2-0 right now after watching your team play really good defense, I thought, for four quarters, and your offense was able to make things happen when we needed to make things happen. Pretty good shape right now, it looks like, going into week three.
You know, the biggest thing for us is being 2-0. You know, that was the goal for us this week, being 2-0 and trying to come out healthy. And, you know, we were able to accomplish both of those goals. So, you know, feel good about it this morning as far as where we're at, you know, team-wise. And certainly we still got some things to clean up to get ready for the game this coming week. But, you know, excited about where we're sitting at because we weren't sitting here last year. Mm. You know, we were 1-1 last year going into this one. So we're a game ahead right now. So hopefully we'll continue with this trend we got going.
The thing that makes the most impression, just thinking about, you know, what we saw last night, to me, was what was going up front defensively and how well those front four played, certainly how well we were able to stretch those plays out when they tried to run out towards the edge. Again, there's typically not a lot of room, it seems to me, between the tackles for your team and, again, guys trying to get out to the outside, you know, as far as the opposition, just not having very much success. We saw and felt like there was a lot of physicality last night from our defense and a lot of flowing to the football well. And it certainly makes the sledding very tough for an opposing offense when they don't have really the time to get anything done passing-wise and there are no lanes in terms of the run game.
You know, we gave up 114 yards of offense, which is phenomenal for your defense. Inc. only had 5 first downs, 92 yards rushing, 22 yards passing. You know, they had 1 penalty last night, which was not much. Mm-hmm. But the defense is certainly, you know, playing well, continuing to play well. Those guys, you know, have got them in the right spots, able to make plays. Linebackers had another good game last night, staying clean because of that defensive front. And, you know, we'll continue to ride the back of that defense. You know, we're senior heavy on that side, and we expect to be good on that side of the ball, and certainly it's holding true right now. Offensively, we got to do a little bit better job protecting our defense and not putting them in bad situations. But thought we came out of the gates really good, both offense and defense. You know, got up 14 points, and then you know, obviously we threw a pick six down there and got it, you know, a closer ball game at halftime than what we wanted. But when we got back out there in the second half, we started out hot again, and just seems like we had some lulls in there. But again, the defense has been solid for us, and certainly excited about how they've got us playing on that side of the ball right now.
Of course, last night, Tanner, John, unavailable for us, meaning that you had to, you know, as you talked about in the preseason, you know, give a chance sometimes to the twos and make sure that, you know, they understand it's next man up. Again, you did that to some degree again last night. Obviously, you know, we also mentioned that we saw Christian Kermeens in there making plays as well. Again, that next man up thing. So, you know, having to sort of plug those two holes defensively again with Jonathan and Tanner unavailable last night. You got to be pleased with that too. I mean, nothing really in defensive-wise, certainly nothing really changed in terms of what I thought you were able to make happen. And being able to assert your will defensively, too.
You know, I think our guys just did a really good job preparing our kids this week. You know, we spent a lot of time on, you know, between offense and defense and splitting practice time and all of those things. But they did a good job getting their kids ready. You know, we did have some other players that came in and played some last night. You mentioned Christian's name. You know, first game back for him and getting a chance to get out there and get in the flow of things and, you know, thought he had a good performance. And again, it all starts up front. You know, those four seniors that we got up front on that defensive line certainly make things a lot easier for the guys on the back end. Even in the DBs, you know, even in secondary, if they're putting the pressure on the quarterback and things of that nature. But, you know, like I said, it was a really good game on that side of the ball. Offensively, I mean, we had 341 yards of offense.
Right.
Had 14 first downs. You know, Hunter Shalladay had a big night running the ball. Had 129 yards, two touchdowns. Eric Robinson had 95 yards, one touchdown. Corey had 23 yards rushing and 87 yards passing, so he accumulated over 100 yards for us and a touchdown. Kane Early had a really good game out wide for us, had 78 yards receptions. We had one fumble in the course of one interception we talked about, but, you know, sometimes you face defenses that take things away, and sometimes as coaches you become bullheaded and try to force things. And there were some things they were giving us, you know, that we had to take advantage of, and certainly thought we did, but I thought I forced some things too, trying to make some things happen, and, you know, it kind of got us out of rhythm. So I got to do a little bit better job play calling and getting us in some better position. But, again, excited about being 2-0. You know, I told the kids last night after we finished, you know, probably wasn't the prettiest win that we've had. But at the end of the day, we came out healthy and did get the win, and that was the most important thing going to the next week.
Tell me what your take is and your feel in terms of where Corey is in terms of the mental aspects of being a quarterback at the varsity level on a good team with a program that has high expectations, again, with him being a sophomore at this point.
You know, anytime you get a young kid that's in a situation like that that's, you know, expected to do a lot of things, you know, sometimes that can be overwhelming, especially if you have a mistake. Trying to be able to shake that and get rid of it, you know, those are just growing pains, certainly things that we're going through. You know, we've got to do a better job of trying to help him, you know, get him in those situations, whether it be in practice or whatever it may be, game film study, of helping him understand the flow of things a little bit better. But, again, we got to help him out at wide receiver as well. You know, when we're trying to pass the ball, had some routes that weren't as, you know, crisp as what they needed to be, and, you know, we're in some right places. But, you know, we just – it's things to work on. It's things to get better at, and certainly we got to continue to grow and do those things as we get ready for the next non-conference game.
Back with more in a moment. It's Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Haywood Regional Medical Center offers a wide range of services, including orthopedics, spine services, interventional cardiology, general surgery, labor and delivery, a GI center, a breast care center, sports medicine, sleep lab, imaging and pediatrics, and in-network for all insurances. For more information about Haywood Regional Medical Center, please call 800-424-DOCS or visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
It all starts in the trenches, obviously, on offense. Offensive line, I thought, did a great job last night in creating protection. Of course, you guys are also doing some things, I think, to get Corey out into space and, you know, get create that field of vision for him so he can see things downfield. And, of course, I think we're doing a really good job right now in terms of offense as far as, you know, making creases happen. I remember and last night watching, and I think Eric is really good at picking up on where those creases are. But we talked about Hunter as well, up over 100 yards in terms of carries. And it was not only that for him, and the thing that you don't always see in the stat sheet, you know, when you open the newspaper on Saturday morning is what players do with some of the other stats that just don't show up. And, of course, Hunter last night I thought was really instrumental in creating the night that Eric had in terms of making things happen. There was one drive in particular that we remember where Eric and Hunter were both involved. I think it was probably three plays, and we drove 75 yards and scored right there. And Hunter, I thought, was involved in each of those plays in one way or another.
He was. You know, those are both good players for us offensively. You know, obviously Hunter starts for us on the defensive side of the ball as well. So, you know, God, there's a fine line in there being able to rest these guys and being able to get them back in on the offensive side. You know, we've had some subs that have been able to come in to help us on defense. You know, we'll have to start doing a little bit more of that on offense as well when we get in some of our sets. But, you know, that'll come with practice time for some of our younger players and getting those guys adjusted to being in the games and all those things. But, you know, it was a really good feel. You know, going into the game, felt good about the week of practice. You know, had good weather as we went in. Really, really good last night when you got to the field. You know, obviously we were on their new field. They just got it finished up this week. And, you know, just thought everything had kind of flowed nicely getting into the stadium last night from the pregame and all of those things. And, you know, it was a good night of football. Obviously we would have liked to have been a little bit sharper than what we were. But again, things to work on and to get better at.
You had your first week of school this week, obviously, so you were able to get back into a routine that you know makes some impacts as a positive there, you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think getting back in that routine certainly helped us. You know, Buncombe County was still out, and I think Henderson County is too, but those guys will start back to school next week. But, you know, it was nice to be able to get into that routine, have our kids here on time, you know, all of those things that sometimes you struggle with in the summer times and obviously in the early part of the season when school's not in. But it was nice to be able to do those things, you know, have those guys there. And it's a quick turnaround, you know, once they get in the locker room and, you know, we get moving and going on to practice, you got some short stays and, you know, as far as getting dressed and those things. Yeah. But anyways, like I said, it was a good week of preparation. Certainly looking forward to a good week this week.
What, you know, coming out of the Murphy game, did you know, was there a sort of a different feel after getting that big win, you think, against them going into this week? I'm sure that, you know, obviously you want to keep your team and you work really hard to keep your team as even as you can. But, you know, that was a big win last week against a very good team that I'm sure was one of your primary goals going into the season, certainly for that group of seniors.
Well, you know, like I said, we're a game ahead of where we were last year, and I think that's the one thing too that our kids have recognized. It's a tough, you know, this game in itself, in the week that it sits in,
yeah,
is tough for kids. You know, sometimes it's better to go into this game, and you hate to say this, with a loss because you've just got that bad taste in your mouth and you just want to get back on the field. And you know, we were able to have that win, so you got to get refocused, and it's sandwiched in between, you know, this week's game and next week's game, so it's hard not to get caught up and of looking ahead. Certainly we preach it all the time, and I thought our seniors did a good job of keeping focused and doing those things, but still you're talking about 15, 16, 17 year old young men.
Right.
And you know, knowing what's just around the corner and those things. And but again, excited about being 2-0. You know, we're moving forward and trying to get better each week.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Ha, ha, ha. Get the last laugh on pesky squirrels. Getting into your bird feed with Hometown Hardware's Squirrel Be Gone. Home feeder that looks like a birdhouse, but the weight-activated perch is too much for squirrels. Only $29.99 this month at Hometown. Solve another critter problem with a Freedom Large Pet Door. Easy to install and only $49.99. Hometown Hardware, your big box alternative in Canton, Bethel, and Waynesville.
As a community, some of the best times happen when we come together under Friday Night Lights. But it's not just about the game. It's about watching our kids play their hearts out. Pardee UNC Healthcare and Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics support student-athletes in the training room and on the field by providing medical services to 19 schools throughout the region. We are honored to be entrusted with the health and wellness of those who mean the most to your heart. To learn more, visit PardeeHospital.org.
Coach, obviously, the three phases of football are awfully important. A lot of times people tend to forget the importance of special teams, but I thought your punting game has been very solid all season long. The place kicking has been there, and obviously kickoff and coverage in terms of making sure that you're not giving up big plays in special teams. Again, I know you feel pretty solid about where that group and that unit is right now, too.
You know, I thought there were some places last night that we did a pretty good job. Kickoff return, you know, we knew they were going to get some short kicks to us. You know, we'd worked on that in practice and talked to the kids, and I thought we did a good job of catching those balls and getting back up in there as quick as we could. Obviously, the extra points, two-point conversion, got another one of those last night. You know, missed one as well, but got the first one. Punt return, obviously another situation that was good. Almost got a block last night. So certainly things that we're working on. Kickoff team, I was not as pleased with. You know, we gave up a lot of yardage on kickoff on a couple of returns. Didn't let them get it past 50, but we were certainly close on it. And, you know, we have to do a better job on staying in our lanes and doing some of those things. So we'll go back and watch film and see where those breakdowns were this morning and make sure we get those corrected for next week. Can't put our defense in bad field position. We got to be able to protect those guys a little bit as good as they're playing for us, and that's one aspect of the game we got to clean up a little bit.
What is it in your mind that is advantageous about looking at two-point conversions after the first score? Is it the ability to put an extra weight on the opposing team right out of the get-go?
I think it's just an opportunity to take a look and see what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, it's one more thing that you've got to practice for. Also, we've been in a situation where we've had to deal with it as well. And, you know, it's just one more thing to have to be concerned with and worried about. And Coach Gibson's done a good job with, you know, adding that to what we do. You know, and there's some positives with it. And obviously, if you come away and you don't get the two-point conversion and you just get the 6 points, sometimes that can become frustrating. But, you know, we're willing to gamble a little bit on some looks and see where we're at.
Yeah.
Obviously, we've been successful most of the time. And we'll continue to take looks at that each time we get in the end zone.
And the other thing I was going to say, and this may have something to do with it, part of that is you got a personnel package that lends itself to do that, too. When you think, you know, you got Cam making those snaps. I believe it was Colton last night taking the snaps. Obviously, you know, personnel dictates what you can do in those situations, too, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, and you're dealing with, if you got an injury, it might take a piece of that out, and you have to change what you're doing. And, you know, I just, for the most part, I thought we've done a pretty good job handling other special teams. We had to move some people in and out last night trying to rest them, trying to get some different looks in there. And, you know, we'll continue to do this week as well. And we'll, like I said, you got to go back and you got to really, you know, grind on the film and see where you may have a mistake at or something you can work on in practice this week that might help your kids out. And, you know, certainly we'll do that as well.
At the end of the game last night, we did see, in the last couple drives, we did see a set of false starts right there, maybe three or four of those. I know those are frustrating for you.
They are. You know, late in the game like that, when you're trying to finish out the game and, you know, trying to have a good look and finish on a good note. And, you know, we had some things that took place right there at the end, you know, that became frustrating. It was frustrating for the kids as well. We lost a little bit of focus, and again, sometimes that happens as well, and we just got to stay dialed in for, you know, every minute of every game. And, you know, that was one of those examples where we didn't, got ourselves in some bad field position, you know, a first and 20, you know, things like that. And again, we can't do that. We've got to do a better job of being disciplined all the way through a ball game.
We went back in our minds, you know, last night and talked about this. There, you know, that final drive that you had. I thought you did a really good job mixing things up. Again, we saw Corey hit some of the deep throws, and obviously the run game was there. I thought that was very impressionable to me in terms of what we saw last night. And we also had another, a scoring drive where we had a situation where it was second and 20, and we were back at the 16-yard line and found a way to get the football upfield and score right there. So it is nice, I think, to be able to have that balance, and that gives you a lot of options and weapons to be able to capitalize down the road. But this is the second game in a row, it seems to me, that you've had an important drive in the fourth quarter be there when you needed it to be there to either win or seal a win. You know, 2 weeks in a row, and that's got to build positive things for your team too, I'm sure.
It does, you know, and especially when you've got a young quarterback that's back there and, you know, trying to build confidence in what he's doing as well, and being able to command the huddle and do those things that are important as leadership qualities. And it was good to finish the way that we did. Like I said, we started good, we finished good as well. We just had some lulls in the middle that we gotta clean up and get better, but we knew how important the game was, you know, to get. Obviously, the Murphy game the week before, really tough physical ball game last night, was a big physical game as well, but we did come out healthy, which was important. You know, and we'll reevaluate some of our injuries on Monday and see where we're at with those guys.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brad Chappell Show on WPTL.
Planning a special event, opening a new business, or updating your current sign? Call SignServe to renew your business image. SignServe offers the highest quality of custom-made signs, from banners, vinyl signs, vehicle lettering, and more. SignServe experienced staff is more than happy to help find the best product and work with you from start to finish. Call SignServe at 828-755-6743. SignServe backs the Bears.
The First County Hospital in North Carolina. Haywood Regional Medical Center has tended to all medical needs with the same compassion since 1927. With Joint Commission and Chest Pain Accredited Hospital, an outpatient care center, urgent care clinics, and hospice care facility, our campus provides a safe space for everyone who needs it. Keeping quality care close to home, we have 13 physician practices, including family medicine, interventional cardiology, internal medicine, OBGYN, urology, surgical specialist and orthopedics, and in-network with all insurances. Visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
just a couple real quick. I want to run through just a couple of scores last night I thought were interesting. Obviously, Reynolds beating Shelby 17-14 last night. Hendersonville, a winner over West 37-7. Brevard over Rosman 42-0. High Brighton continues to play really well. 58-0 over West Caldwell. Crest, a winner over TC. Murphy beating Franklin 35-14. Irwin, a winner over Irwin, a winner over Mount Heritage 50-40 last night. It's a 90-point score in that game. South Point winning 42-7. Patton beating RS Central last night 23-7. And Polk was a winner over National Christian Academy, and they're out of Maryland. And the other score I want to point out, Greenville, Tennessee, goes to 2-0 as well, winning 42-0 in their game. Why do you think Polk is having to play someone from so far away? Is that a product of the situation that we've been in the scheduling deal?
I really don't know. I haven't talked to Coach Ollis. Obviously, they're in a smaller conference like we are in a six-team conference, so you're having to get more non-conference games. You know, Coach Ollis, the schedule he got when he got back was already set, so he didn't set this schedule. So I don't know. I don't know if it was a situation where they had to reach out and go that far. Or maybe there was a connection
right
that they had with a coach that was a pair that they had worked with before. I really don't know what that situation is, but you know, there was some scores that really stood out last night. Obviously, that Mountain Heritage and Irwin score was a big score. You know, we had kept tabs on the Murphy and Franklin score. We were very interested in that as well and seeing how that one turned out. But, you know, you can make a mistake of trying to compare scores and all of those things, and you don't know the situations and the injuries and all of those things that might have happened in ball games. But, you know, we're pleased and thankful to be sitting here 2-0. Kids have put in a lot of hard work and effort, and so have the coaches. And, you know, like I said, we'll continue to grind on it and get better and see if we can get to 3-0.
At this point, how much of what you want to put in is put in?
You still have bits and pieces you like to put in on game situations, so you'll see some wrinkles here and there, you know, based off who you're playing. There's things that you have seen that might help you out. So, you know, we'll continue to adjust as we go and, you know, shore up some things and get more solid.
Coach, obviously JV's getting off to their start too. I know you feel pretty good about that group. Obviously, got good numbers down there as we continue to have. And you and I have talked about this, that when you look around, you know, all of North Carolina, that not everybody is able to maintain the numbers that it seems like we've been able to maintain. I think part of that is a product of the fact that we have two feeder schools coming to us, and that makes a difference. So kids get more opportunities to play with the two, you know, institutions in Canton and Bethel. But in terms of numbers, I know you've got to be, you know, happy considering where things are, and got a pretty good group of kids at the JB level right now too.
We do, you know, pleased with those kids. If you got a chance to come to the game on Thursday night, we looked rough at times, and then we looked okay at times. You know, we've got a lot of freshmen that are playing, a lot of young kids. This, which is very unusual for teams that I have coached, to have so many sophomores that we've had to pull up, you know, for various reasons on the varsity side. So we've taken away from, you know, some of that playmaking ability down there on the JV level. But I thought our guys did a really good job. And the biggest thing for those young kids is getting them experience and getting them playing time. Certainly we'll get better as we go along. But we saw some rough edges to the puzzle on Thursday. You know, like I said, we'll continue to try to smooth those down and get better as we move through the season.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
As a community, some of the best times happen when we come together under Friday Night Lights. But it's not just about the game. It's about watching our kids play their hearts out. Pardee UNC Healthcare and Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics support student athletes in the training room and on the field by providing medical services to 19 schools throughout the region. We are honored to be entrusted with the health and wellness of those who mean the most to your heart. To learn more, visit PardeeHospital.org.
Smathers & Smathers, attorneys at law, are proud sponsors of the Pisgah Black Bears. Pat and Zeb Smathers offer full legal services, including civil litigation, personal injury, domestic and criminal representation, as well as wills, estate planning, and real estate. Serving you from 118 Main Street in downtown Canton. Smathers & Smathers, attorneys at law. Call 648-8240.
back this morning with the Brett Chappell Show. Again, Coach, you go to go into this week. Obviously, the Tuscola game is looming and upon us, and it's, you know, it always feels weird when we make it happen this early. You know, I'm working Buncombe County. I don't even have my kids in the building yet, and we're already talking about Tuscola. But it's time for that, and coming over here this week, and you know, we've had some success in the short term. But of course, obviously, they're going to want to come out there and you know, get a chance to beat us, obviously, as it always is every single year. But again, you guys, it's always a bit of a challenge because not only are you, you know, keenly responsible for the you know, outcomes of the kids that you have and your football team, the longer term goals that you have, but you also have to deal with the distractions and deal with the, you know, I needs and deal with all the people coming at you that have different things that are going on. It's, you know, a little bit difficult to sort of manage all that. But at this point, you know, you've had several years of experience around this, and so you've seen a lot of things, and I'm sure that gives us an advantage too, certainly. But again, a lot to think about here, and another opportunity for us to continue to grow this week against the Tuscola team.
You know, the one thing that I wanted to say this morning, and this is more to the people of Haywood County. You know, sometimes I think it's lost in the shuffle and in all of the excitement of the game. You know, we're very fortunate to be in this county, to have this rivalry that we have, to have there be so much importance on showing these, you know, two schools how much support is out there, you know, by filling the stands and doing those things. And I think sometimes we lose sight of that. Mm-hmm. You know, we make it more about so many other different things, and it is important. It's an important part of a young man's life to get the opportunity, yeah, to walk out there on that field in front of that crowd, you know, for both sides. And I hope that's not lost. You know, sometimes as adults we get caught up in the moment and all of those things, but at the end of the day we're still looking at a 16, 17 year old boy that's going out there and getting able to make some memories and walking and you know, walking across that bridge for us, right, and walking into that stadium and, you know, all of those things. So I always get excited for our kids this week, because not everybody gets to do this.
Sure.
You know, not everybody gets to be a part of something that's as special as this on both sides. And certainly it'll be a special night next Friday night as we play. Excited again for that opportunity. It is early. Got a lot of stuff going on. There can be a lot of distractions. But, you know, I have seen our kids play at a high level in this game for the 5 years, you know, prior to this one. So excited about getting our kids down in the stadium and in front of that environment and turning them loose and having a good ball game.
It's so difficult to manage all the elements that can be involved, and you know, you not only do you have to deal with, you know, the newspaper columns and all the things along that, but you know, in 2018 you got to deal with social media and all that mess and all the other things that are just on the outside. I mean, how is it that you're able to, if you find ways to keep your kids focused when so many things are on the outside that sometimes we can't even see?
I think you've got to do a good job of learning from your mistakes. You know, that's one thing that we harped to our guys last night, talked to them as we got back into the locker room about learning from mistakes that we've made, you know, whether it be out on social media or things that, you know, have become distractions for us. So really harped on that last night. I would certainly challenge all of the all of the adults and the fans to do the same thing. It's nice to be able to, you know, rib your friends on the other side of the county and give them a hard time, but you know, when it becomes personal attacks, and that's when there's bigger issues.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we've got to be adults. You know, we're trying to teach these young men to make the right decisions, and sometimes as adults we fail as well, and me included. So, you know, I've tried to really emphasize that to our kids this year and this week as well. And like I said, we talked to our kids last night before they got gone. And you can get caught up in it so easy.
Yeah.
You know, it's so easy to type in a few little letters on your phone or your computer and hit send,
mm-hmm,
you know. And you got to be more mindful before you send stuff out like that. So we're excited about getting this opportunity. I know they are as well, hoping for some good weather and a good game next Friday night.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, we'll be on the air at 6:30, the Black Bear Cafe preview. 7 o'clock will be our air time. Jonathan and I will have the call for you again next Friday night, Pisgah, Tuscola. We'll be right back here again next Saturday morning for the Brett Chappell Show. For head coach Brett Chappell, this is Chad Upton and Russ Kelly. Until next week. So long, everybody.